Okay, so I don't think anybody's talked about this ever, maybe never, but I'm going to talk about it right now. I observed it pretty much my whole life, and I never talked about it. I might have talked about it one time about 5 years ago. Let me tell you something about these Wiccans and these demon-possessed people. I had a family member one time. She said, I said, what's wrong with these people? They're doing. She said, just go up to them and tell them, say, can I give you a big hug? And just give you a big hug, squeeze you to death or something like that. Let me just give you a big hug and just squeeze you to death. And her face was, in other words, what she was saying is, give a hug and tell the person you want to squeeze them to death. So the very thing is opposite. In other words, let me just squeeze you to death. So it's pretty much a hate, but it's cloaked in a love, you know? And so what I realized with these Wiccans and these worldlings, these goats, is they'll say something with a double meaning. Everything they say is a double meaning. They're good at it. And why are they so good at it? I mean, I can't even word it. The way it was said, the way she said it, it was like, wow, how'd you come up with that? Everything they say is a double meaning. I think she said something like, well, I love you. Just go up to them and say, I love you so much, I want to squeeze you to death. It's like, what? The double meaning. You know, I was young. I was like 14 or something. And I realized then, there's people out in the world who have double meaning. Everything they do has a double meaning, you know. They're a double-sided coin. So they're going to say, so the devil, that's what the devil does. Hath God said, you shall not surely die. You'll be gods. That's what the devil told Eve, right? So the devil, they changed the speed limit. Now it's 35 instead of 45. And now there's a policeman over there hiding. That's sad. That's just like the devil, like what I'm just talking about. They do a speed trap and then get tickets. Change the speed limit to get tickets. So the devil said, hath God said, you can be your own God. So he lied to Eve like he was on her side. Just like Lucifer's doing it to the Freemasons, Lucifer. Lucifer's deceiving the Wiccans and the witches and all that. And so when they speak with double talk, double meanings. They say a word and mean the opposite of what they're saying. In other words, if they say they love you, they hate you. If they say they're your friend, they're your enemy. If they say they believe in Jesus, when you know they don't, it means they believe in everything. They have double, triple meanings. They don't really mean, they'll say it. This is how evil they are. This is how wicked they are. They'll say it, and it has a double meaning. And it might even mean something totally different. They'll say something. That's why do you think they do the word craft? They spell the words backwards, and they do all these spells. And it don't even mean what you think it means. They'll send you an email. I had this happen for a long time. The witches tried to attack. They tried to destroy me for a long time, made up stuff and everything. They would send me emails. One sent me an email. She said, she flipped it on me. Uh-huh. They don't want her to. Okay, I was sent an email to attack. To try to get me to not talk to somebody. But they said, well, you don't need to talk to that person because a demon jumps on them. But they actually don't want that person to get saved, or they don't want that person to get free if they are saved. So every time they would send an email or something, a witch, they would be this long email and these words like prescription or prescribe or trying to, they're trying to write your, write a script for your life, right? They're trying to put words, the word craft, and try to get you to live a certain way or mess up or do this or go this direction, whatever. They're pretty much trying to write your script in your life. For real, these people are real. And they might even be your best friend. They might be your mama, your daddy, and you don't even know it because you can't imagine how evil they are. The things that they say, they mean the opposite. And then once you start to get wise to it, and you start cutting them out of your life, because there's usually four or five of them working together, and you start cutting them out of your life, you start to say, the fog goes away, the depression goes away, the negativity goes away, and they go, you get them out of your life, and it's like, oh, they were all working together. Whether it was like a coven or whether it's just a fractal hive mind, the devil was using them. They'll say something and mean something totally different. These people are sick. They're not genuine. It's kind of like the Flash and the Anti-Flash. So if Flash came up to you to help you, to rescue you, let's say you were in trouble and Flash zoomed in and rescued you, right? Let's say you were in trouble and Anti-Flash zoomed in like he was going to rescue you, and then he throws you under the bus more, you know? That's how they work. They zoom in like the superhero, but they do a psychic gaslighting trick and throw you under the bus even more. But they want to still be the hero. You see what I'm saying? And blame it on you. Well, the reason you were thrown under the bus is because you did it. No, I didn't throw myself under the bus. You did. And they flip reality. That's the way they live, because the demon in them won't let them be convicted of sin. And I've actually seen people who claim to be saved, and it's certain things that the way they're saying or talking, they should be convicted, and they don't even realize what they're doing. They have no conviction. Zero. We've all been there, but eventually you come out of it, but they stay in it. And it's like, why do you keep doing something stupid like that? Don't you realize that's wrong? So you eventually have to cut them off, you know? And so I wanted to tell you, I want to talk about this. So there's a group of people in this world, and they're namely demon-possessed Wiccans, witches. And when they talk to you, they text you, or they email you, or they call you on the phone, or whatever they do, everything they say is the opposite. And they try to put spells on you. And all you have to do is claim the blood and get in the word and think right. See, they're wanting to put images, just like the media. They want to put bad art, bad images. They want to twist your mind to think about stuff that's... They don't want you to think what's lovely, true, good report. They want you to think about the evil. So be warned about these people. And if you do have these people around you and you can't get rid of them right at the same time, you can slowly get rid of one. But if you can't get rid of them today, start getting in the word and start removing yourself from them little by little by little by little. And so what do I want to get across? There's people in this world who are masters at saying one thing and it means something totally opposite. That's an evil person. They're so good at it, that means that person will kill you. Don't eat the food. If they offers you some food, don't eat it. Pure evil. Pure evil. How can you say one thing and mean something else? I could understand, because I can do this. I can say one thing talking about the natural, but it also means spiritual, symbolic, metaphorical, allegorical, multidimensional, spiritual. I can say one thing in the natural and mean five different things at one time, but I'm not changing it. They turn it and change it into something else. In other words, the fractal from the spirit realm, from the symbolic realm, the metaphorical realm, they all agree. What they do is they'll say something, and the words they're using is the very words. Somehow they do it. I don't know how they do it unless it's a demon. They're actually meaning the opposite of what they're saying, the way they say it. Like, you know, they'll say, be blessed or something like that.
or blessed be. That's what they did. Blessed be.
What?
Instead of saying be blessed, they say blessed be.
What?
What does that even mean? What does that even mean, you stupid Wiccan? The devil's deceived you. If you say be blessed, and they turn around and say blessed be, what? What are you talking about? That don't even make sense. And I guess they're saying I am God is what they're saying, it sounds like. They do the same. They're doing what Genesis 3. You can be your own God. Blessed be. Instead of saying be blessed, blessed be. Think about what I'm saying here. The bee, queen bee. This is a great example. If you tell somebody be blessed, and you don't know they're a Wiccan, and then they turn around, because you're not supposed to bless the lost at all. Be blessed, because they claim to be saved. And then they turn around and say, blessed be. What are they saying? You're God. You are the I am. You're already blessed because you are the God. In other words, instead of God bless you, and they say, blessed be, they're pretty much saying what Genesis 3 said, where he says, you shall be your own God. You see what I'm saying? These people are sick. They exist. The very words they say, they mean the opposite. These people